Well, you know, each week at this time, we get actual memos sent in by actual listeners so that actual listeners shall not perish from the earth. And also mail and stuff and some of the stuff. Andre Lejoy says, there was a 1935 Three Stooges movie called The Hoi Polloi. There you go. Okay. I'm not saying it makes any sense, but people write me stuff, and I feel I should... I'd respond, but I don't know exactly what he's talking about. Well, I think we use the word hoi polloi.
A lot out. Now these days.
Yeah. Hello, Michael. The July 10th memo about the small white bits of toilet paper and residual toilet bowl debris struck a chord with me. I, too, have written that memo and posted it in the bathrooms here at work. I have also written memos about the kitchen sink, the items of debris that have been found therein. The last memo went out in English and Spanish. Did you know that bits of corn translates to nucleos de maíz? Right now, I have a memo posted about kitchen hygiene, which exhibits lovely parallel structure, reiterating the phrase, if you don't keep the kitchen clean, then someone like me has to do it. An elegant plea, if I do say so. I long for the days when we are past budget cuts and I can once again have the Swisher hygiene people come and take control of the bathrooms. Always got to do his own bathroom patrol. Huh?
I think I've seen that.
Yeah. Perhaps at that time I will turn the employee lunchroom into an executive office suite, but you and I know that the employees will find some other place in the office to put small bits of white paper and crumbs of food. You just can't win, but I do keep on trying. Keep the faith, my friend Lori. She needs to move on. I think another... You know, I think she's probably gone as far as she can do in that position, don't you think?
I think so.
Yeah. Annette Felice, hey, Michael, love the show and all the gang. I wish I could go to the Silver Jubilee, but alas, it's my wedding anniversary. Big deal, Annette. This is my Silver Jubilee. It's not your 25th wedding anniversary, I bet you. However, if I could go, I think I would be a serious contestant for the freebies. Here it is. When the show moved to Monona Terrace in the Union a while ago, there was what I dubbed the Great Donut. Oh, yeah. As I recall it, the Monona Terrace wanted the show to purchase the donuts from the caterer. I don't want to bring this all up again. This is I'm the biggest fan. I actually called the public relations and said, grandfather in the donuts for the show. It was a long-standing tradition. Oh, they didn't do that. The woman said I was the most polite caller on the topic. Thanks, Annette. That really opening some cans of worms and better left. Mr. Feldman, I listen to your program on my iPod as I work second shift for Uncle Sam and usually comatose when your program airs live. Oh, no, not on the shift. Okay. One of these days I'll wake up early so I can watch the gym cam. Anyway, I just wanted to let you know that there are several of my coworkers who, when people look at me quizzically because I randomly burst out laughing, shake their heads, and I have to explain... Don't mind her. She's listening to Michael Feldman. Well, we've all heard that. Or don't mind him. He is Michael Feldman. I get that. I've been listening to you since 2000 when I started college and continue to listen. Your program has gotten me from economics exams to passport adjudication.
Adjudication?
Adjudication.
Thank you.
Funny, I couldn't get the Jew part. I must be blocking on that for some reason. Thanks so much, and keep it up. Well, thank you very much, and let's see. Thank you for having so many great interviews with authors. I just finished reading The Lunatic Express, and I would never have found out the book if you hadn't listened to your podcast. Okay, so they like that. And, okay, here's the actual memo. Actually, this is a job listing, because the way things are these days, these are worth considering. This is the University of Missouri, Columbia. All right. Laboratory Assistant, Department Fisheries and Wildlife Sciences, vacancy number, open posting, information not benefit eligible, salary range $798 to $1180. In Ellington, special notes, summary, assist with field work in the trapping of small mammals, amphibians and reptiles to identify species and record data for Missouri Forest Ecosystem Project. Qualifications, a high school diploma or an equivalent combination of education and experience from which comparable knowledge and abilities can be acquired. A job description, install drift fence array by digging into the ground with hand tools and placing aluminum valley tin in 5-gallon buckets in the ground, constructing funnel traps from aluminum window screening. budget cuts, you know. And the use of hand tools, flagging small mammal grids with the use of a map, compass, and plastic flagging, trapping amphibians and reptiles at drift fence arrays, trapping small mammals on grids with the use of baited Sherman live traps, maintaining traps to keep them in good working condition, identifying captured animals to species, marking them, releasing them, and recording required information on field data, entering data from field data sheets into access data files, double-checking access data files for accuracy, driving up to 50 miles a day on pavement, gravel roads and trails in the forest, using four-wheel drive trucks, hiking 5 miles a day in the forest in steep, rocky terrain, working in the rain, snow, and hot, humid weather with the potential for contact with ticks, chiggers, gnats, and poisonous snakes. Thank you for that job opportunity, ladies and gentlemen. But it goes up to $11.80 an hour if you actually get Lyme disease from it.
Right.
And Jim, where can they send memos and what have you?
Send all of those memos and communications to Thanks for the Memos, Michael Feldman, Wisconsin Public Radio, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. Or you can go to the website, notmuch.com,
right.
Post it there.